Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. After a quick run south to Iowa for a visit with our kids and grandkids, the Smiths are back in the woods once again. It was a great time, but it's always nice returning home to our peaceful routines of life along Gunflint Lake. The traveling experience is always a bit of a culture shock as we depart the quiet of the trail and hit Highway 61. After 20 years of living away from the hubbub of our semi-civilized society, the mass of beings and vehicles is agonizing, to say the least. And the further south one goes, the worse it gets. Guess it could be a getting old thing. Two thoughts come to mind as I reflect on navigating urban confusion. First, I gain ever deeper appreciation for existence in the wildland. Secondly, I fully understand why visitors want to come up this way whenever the opportunity presents itself, for they too want to escape the mayhem. With a few winter chores left to check off, the first winter storm warning of the season had me paying close attention to weather goings-on in border country while away. Although atmospheric things like that can happen up this way, they usually don't materialize like this storm did, and sadly, with my passion for winter, I missed it. I was surprised to see internet renderings of Old Man Winter's first effort in Gunflint territory. I was further shocked getting home to find shoveling was necessary to clear 6 inches of snow from my pathways to the house. This much snow this early may be a sign of things to come, but a slight warm-up over the past few days had made this first one a history as this scoop hits the air. Nevertheless, I'll be getting the snowblade and winter wheels mounted pronto. And oh, one more trip into the lake for that wildfire sprinkler system hose. Brr! Then bring it on. As October week 3 winds down, a reminder to all residents and Moose Madness visitors, this weekend marks the closing of the Chickwack campus for the 2019 season. Whereas Sunday is the last day, the staff is pleased to remind folks of the special season-ending program in the Nature Center on Saturday the 19th at 2 p.m. As I announced a couple weeks ago, nature and wildlife photographer Travis Nowitzki of the Anishinaabe Nation will be sharing images and stories of adventures under the night sky. His accounts of the North Country under starry nights will add even more meaning to the splendor and romance of our Gunflint heavens. With gales and gray of November beginning to gather, I suggest planning a trip out the trail for one last glimpse of nature shedding her warm season attire. One can catch the spectacular blur of birch and aspen, tamarack gold by day, starlit lore under the panoramic dome in the Nature Center darkness, and perhaps one last picnic on the campus grounds. It's Moose Madness, and the moose are on the loose. On a closing note, by the next time we meet, this community radio resource will be in the middle of the 2019 Fall Membership Support Drive. Commencing next Wednesday, October 23rd, WTIP, the spirit of Fearless Radio will be looking for Halloween season treats in the name of sustaining pledges. Listeners, readers, and streamers have through Monday the 28th to step up and keep Radio of the People, by the People, and for the People going and growing. Be ready to stop by the station, make that call, or click and join or renew. This is no Halloween spoof. WTIP needs you. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great along the magical ribbon of blacktop through border country.